going to take a little moment and we're going to just pause right there, because it's something about singing his truths, that he is good despite anything that we may be facing, anything that we may be going through, any situations that we are anticipating to come. The truth is that he is good nonetheless. And as a student body, as a community of believers, if we can just take a moment to pause in the goodness of our God, of our Savior, and rest in that. As I was thinking about this morning, and in my own brain, I'm like, I don't know what to do, Lord. What do we talk about? What do we sing? It was in a moment of quietness that he began to lead me to Matthew 11. And I'll read it for you. Verse 28 says, come to me, all you are weary, and all who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, if you've been going to church all your life, I'm sure you've heard that verse once or twice, maybe 10 times before. But the truth of the matter is, when you're in the midst of the situations that you're facing, hearing verses and truths like that speaks so many volumes. And even as we look toward this week, Thanksgiving, going home to family, while some of us are like, I've been waiting on Thanksgiving all year, primarily for the food, but family kind of weighs a little bit of a factor. We don't want to be remiss that may not be everyone's confession. That some are maybe facing hard times, thinking about going back home, or you're still thinking about tests. I don't know if you guys have taken midterms. I don't know if you're worried about your classes, stressing about work, whatever it may be. We want to extend the invitation for us to come to God bearing all. And my last thing I'll say is this. To cast, if we was to visualize that, think about casting a net, casting an anchor. No pun intended with this being Hope College. But to cast literally means to throw. So if God says, cast your cares on me, that means we're just going to throw those. And it's okay. He won't be offended. He actually welcomes that. He wants that. So if you may find yourself in that season or that place in your life, or whether you're happy and rejoicing for the future cares that may come, cast them. I want to invite you to cast them on him. Can we do that this morning?